Welcome to the Rock and Roll City Council Show. We've got the mayor, Mayor of Burlington, John Phillips. Annie Wilson is a city council member, and you are the mayor pro tem.
Yes,
So we have the mayor and the mayor pro tem of the Burlington City Council. We had Chad Bird last week talking about all of the things that he had on his mind, and we talked about a number of the things that were going to be happening, particularly at Cascade Bridge. And he talked about, and in fact, we were going to play the song. I ended up playing the song Roundabout by Yes.
Yeah.
Because one of the primary considerations is doing a roundabout on the right around, right where it's the, where we actually have it's going into the park and the bridge, so that there is always traffic moving. And so if you're coming from, let's say, Dankwart Park, you're coming around through there, you're coming from or coming through the park or coming to the park, you're always moving, and so you're creating much less of a potential traffic hazard. You're not dealing with stop signs. You're dealing with the fact that it's going to be something that, and roundabouts, it isn't a matter of speed. It's a matter of having traffic continue to move. And I think, you know, that's really the idea. I think we were talking about that on the intersection of Agency and Roosevelt, because that is a very busy intersection.
Yeah, the 61 Coalition, which, you know, that's years away. But, you know, one of the things that you see on that plan and by the DOT is roundabouts, because, you know, there's several reasons. Those lighted four-way stops, the price ticket on those anymore is about $2 million or $2.5 million. A roundabout, you build it once, and even a large one like what might be on Roosevelt, you build it once, and you don't have electronics. You don't have the pods. You don't have – right now we're having to adjust the cameras that control the flow. And roundabouts do a very effective job at slowing down traffic, but keeping traffic moving. So, you know, I've said this since I've gone on council, and we opened the West Avenue one. And, you know, if Missouri and Monmouth and Ottumwa can figure out roundabouts,
right.
I'm really confident the citizens of Burlington can do
absolutely
it as well.
And it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier. Once you go to the roundabout, people say, well, isn't it going to confuse people? Maybe the very first time you use it, but if you use it more than once, you'll be saying, hey,
you figure it out, it's a lot easier.
I'm not waiting. I'm not wondering if, and they're safer too, because when traffic's, as I said, stop signs. I was talking about the fact that on my bike, one of the things I used to use, Mount Pleasant Street and West Burlington Avenue, it always becomes, when you get, I'm going to come up in a fairly heavy traffic area, and I come up, and the only thing I can do is I have to then, I'm going to stop in a lane, and I have to direct the traffic, because nobody knows what to do with a bicycle.
Right.
And I see somebody, whoever is first in there, I will point at them, look at them directly, and I will tell them to go. And then the person, usually or the one that's directly across from me, I will tell them stop, and then I will say, then I will go, and I, or no, then if they were there first, I'll tell them to come forward and go forward, then I will move, and then I will go. I'll always have my hand signal saying I'm going to the left, and that way they know. The thing is, if you don't know, it's confusing. So take no chances. You were talking about the fact that you almost hit somebody because
the bicyclists need to follow all traffic laws. You have to stop at the stop signs. Back to the Cascade for a second. So one of the things that was definitely in the public input session, and we'll have a couple more, was that no one wanted the old configuration where it was straight through on Main Street to Cascade. So we either will do a modified intersection there where it bends to the, as you're heading south, it bends to the right, and it'll be a three-way stop, or the roundabout. The roundabout right now is the engineer and the DOT's current favorite, and it far and away was the favorite of the votes. There was one gentleman there that was putting extra red dots, X dots on it.
Okay.
So we'll control that a little bit more. Next time, but definitely the one thing is not like it was before.
What you have also in this is one is utilizing some of the decorative features of the old bridge.
Hopefully.
You also then have, you have at least a 5-foot wide sidewalk for people to walk directly in, and you also have a 10-foot wide pathway that is for bicyclists or runners or hikers or whatever.
Yeah, that way they're not interfering.
So they're outside. And then you have two 15-foot lanes that then will be there. So what you've done is that you've taken something that was a negative in the community, and you've turned it into a very high positive. It'll make it wonderful for people that are going to all of the events, and more events will be able to be utilized in that park because of having a Cascade Bridge.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something that people are going to seek out a lot more because ease of access will be returned and... Yeah, and looking forward to
it. And the other thing we talked about is when Chad was here, we were talking about the fact that we've got, you know, what kind of a swimming pool will we be looking at? And I know that there's access, or right now there's sort of a discovery of citizens' input in terms of what sort of, how should this pool be? Well, we know what the other pool was. The other pool was pretty much what we would call a learn-to-swim pool, mm-hmm. and just a basic... and it did not have a great deal of attendance, but the fact is...
It did back in the day, but not now.
No, it was the traditional 1940s pool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, frankly, was in a lot of places. Now, but the fact is, what you see right now is, I think some of the suggestions are a walk-in, so you gradually increase, basically you go in deeper as you walk in, but easy to walk in, and sort of a children's area for also, so it's a, I'm not going to say kiddie pool, but it's, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's, and the fact is, the bathhouse is in pretty good shape. Fix it up, dress it up a little bit, but you don't need to rebuild it. And then utilize the same area for your pool. And it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't want it to be that big. You really want it to be more of a, let's say, as I said, maybe a combination learn to swim. Because if you don't have a membership, if you have a membership to the Y, well, then you can learn to swim at the Y. But you want something that will be, as I said, for those people that really want to learn to swim, you want to be able to do that, right?
Well, we're a river community, so, you know, it's natural that there should be some concern about learning to swim. And but you're right. The old pool was not used very well, very much, except for on free swim days.
Yeah.
And that's something that maybe we should take a look at, is how do we implement that more to encourage usage. The thing is, the price point is going to be enough that it'll be a referendum. So it's very important to get the citizens' input on what they think they want and what will you support. To be blunt, our old pool, you know, between the fencing, the decking, a new boiler, you're looking at probably around $400, $450, right, Annie? Something like that for those repairs. And then we're $400, maybe $350 to $400. And then... the other thing is it's expensive to run as it sits right now.
Yeah.
There's definitely ways to be more efficient with that pool's, 50 years old?
Yeah.
You probably don't remember when
remember when it opened.
Yeah, she's young. that pool is really old and is inefficient somewhat, and so there's several ways we can go about it. But it'll be something the citizens will have to vote on because of the price.
And again, making it so that it has the amenities you need to have, but not... It's not going to be... like it is at Disney World, you know?
Correct, yes. It is a city pool.
It's going to be a city pool, but it's going to be something that will be, as I said, will have enough amenities so that it will drive people who want to be there and want to go there.
Definitely.
And one of the other problems we face on pools, what's the biggest problem we face on pools? The same problem you face on parks in general. And you talk about try and find part-time. Do kids do part-time work anymore during the summer? Do people get summer jobs anymore? You wonder. It seems that is that an era that has passed its time?
You would have to talk to a current.
Oh, please. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it depends on the market. You know, is there a better paying job? Do they want to be outside?
That's key.
Yeah, and I guess what did I do? I've been working since I was actually 8 years old.
Me too.
I started it when I was 8 years old. I started delivering papers.
Me too.
And I was delivering the Cedar Rapids Gazette, by the way. By the way, it cost 35 cents a week.
Oh, wow.
And 15 cents, or no, it was 10 cents for the Sunday edition.
Yes.
But, I delivered papers, and I remember that. And then after that, I mowed lawns. I mowed lawns in the summertime. And then I got at 14, I went to work in a grocery store, working full-time and during summers. And I continued to work full-time ever since. And that's been... Well, yeah, it's like John. Yeah,
I think, in kids' defense today, I can tell you just by being involved at the school, those kids and Annie would probably
too many other things going
those
on.
Those kids have got so many things and activities and social groups, athletic groups, all those things.
Yeah.
It does, they are required to balance so much. Whereas before, when I was a kid, watching cartoons on a Saturday or going to work for the old man, and then that evolved into a weekly job. But, I didn't have all these other, not distractions, but activities that I had available on such a level of involvement that they are now. And it makes it tough, to find kids to do those jobs that what we're paying for, even our seasonal work, which is young adults, like mowing and that type of thing. Every year it's a struggle to find people to work.
And I guess you're right. There are so many different things that take time or that will eat time or so many different other opportunities to do things.
Yeah. I mean, my daughter, she wasn't involved in school or in sports. And so she did, she had a job from when she was 14 and on and on, and she's still working. But that's because she wasn't heavily involved in, after school activities.
Right. Well, and the other thing is employers have to be willing to look at those active in the workforce that are below the age of 16 or 18. Yes, it does require a little bit more monitoring, making sure what their engagement is with other employees, and you have to watch how many hours they were working. But you know what? I've never been disappointed when I've had a kid go to work for the companies that I've been involved in, because if you get them early enough and the parents have raised them right, they can be absolute outstanding employees. So it's a matter of, how do you wedge work in there as a priority, right?
Yeah, Annie? Yeah.
And again, I know the Parks Department, they need people to, but if you are somebody that wants to be outside and do some work like that, there are opportunities out there. And I don't know if it's a matter of just simply finding a match to make it work. But, I think that's, we'd look at all the things that are going on. That's probably one of the issues that you're going to be always facing right now, as long as you, and frankly, what has happened, I think we were talking about there is so much. It's like a phone used to be something. I mean, I can remember the first cell phones were actually, you'd actually call somebody, right?
Right. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And now you don't call anybody. The world is there in the palm of your hand, and everybody's got a camera.
Yeah.
I don't know if people also, I think there's a certain amount of distraction that's always going to be there as well when you have the phone be in all everything kind of thing, isn't it? I don't know if that's a really... We're talking about all the things going on at City Council. We're talking about the fact is Cascade Bridge, that, as I said, that looks like, when do you see that actually being able to, a contractor or a basically a basically
probably
something like that?
Probably you're looking at bids next, you know, we'll have design specs this year, I think, right?
I hope so.
And then you're probably looking at bid letting sometime next spring with actual start work starting in around July, maybe tear down work, that type of thing. It's a 2027 project. They anticipate it's going to take about a year to get done.
And again, that's but it's going to be when it is done. It will be.
It'll be great. And we're gonna use some of the components of the old bridge. Some of the thoughts that Nick at Public Works has had is using some of the grates, the one or two that are good, you know, to use them to ford the creeks on Blackhawk Trail. We'd like to see you come to the next input session because they had some. Structures using components of the bridge that earmarked Burlington and Crapo Park and Dankwerk. So definitely we'll be using, and we're going to be required to use some of those components by the State Historic Preservation Office. That's one of the groups we have to clear some hurdles with. So
it'll
be a great project.
Speaking of things, we had a story that came out a couple of days ago. Contour Airlines is looking at potentially expanding some of the services that they provide. We talked about that. We don't know exactly what direction that may or may not be, but at least they are considering, and also the terminal. We're looking at terminal upgrades, and also obviously the Airport Commission is doing all that work on the outside, while the Summer Street project is continuing to go on. So we're changing the way you get to the airport. We're changing the way that you basically travel, and we're also making it more convenient for those who are not on a motor vehicle.
Go ahead.
No,
The Summer Street project is going to be a great project. New parking lot for they're doing a new parking lot, the Regional Airport Commission. They've made a lot of improvements to hangars out there. They have a new commercial hangar. They think they're going to land a pretty good commercial account. Contour is doing extremely well. And then our project will, with Summer Street and the parking lot at the fire department, you know, one of the things I like most is that road has always been, I've said it before, a goat track, and they're probably tired of hearing me say that. but it, you know, curb and gutter work, a new road, new sewer, new water line. And most importantly, we're going to replace the 18 halogen lights.
I was like, lighting.
With 31 LED lights. There will be a stretch of about 250 feet at the end of the runway. Is that right, Annie?
Yeah.
That will be, that won't be lit because of the airlines. But so much more light thrown on that road. It'll be brighter. It'll be looking better as far as an entryway into our community.
Yep.
We're also working with the Airport Commission about the armory and what do we do to dress that area up so when you come out of the parking lot at the airport, does that look better? That'll be the next step for that corridor.
But it's improving the overall things. And the fact is, Contour has changed. I was just remarking to Joe Bates earlier. I said, you know, it's about 5:30 in the morning. I'm sitting here and I watch the plane, the jet, because it comes right by this building, goes directly by
that's
this
cool.
building, and that, yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, there it is,
right?
Well, you hear it before you see it, actually, and so it's exciting. As I said, I have not been on Contour yet, but my wife has, and said, as I said, her comments were best airplane bathroom ever.
Wow.
Well, especially when we had one that didn't have a bathroom.
Right,
so long.
No, it's bigger and better and simply, but the seating is so much, it's comfortable. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar could sit in one of those seats and have leg room.
Yeah, they're doing extremely well.
Yeah.
No, I think the fact is, this is, and the more people that use it, the more people that do it, the more people that's going to be good things. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be right back.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
From the KBUR Newsroom. I'm Rob Sussman. A Burlington woman convicted of fatally stabbing her cousin in 2025 has been sentenced up to 50 years in prison. 50-year-old Tisha Bounds, sentenced Monday by District Court Judge Wyatt Peterson after a Des Moines County jury found her guilty of second-degree murder back in February, stemming from the death of 33-year-old Darius LaShawn Moore of Chicago. The judge also ordered Bounds to pay $150,000 in restitution to Moore's two children. Bounds addressed the court expressing remorse and maintaining she acted in self-defense. The case dates back to an altercation in 2025 at an apartment in Burlington where an argument escalated and ended with Moore being stabbed. Iowans can now purchase a specialty license plate with a blank space that allows them to stick on a state-approved decal from any of several dozen nonprofits. Tim Pollock, a spokesperson for LifeServe Blood Center, says his organization is offering a 3-inch square decal for free after you purchase the new plate.
The decal plate through the DOT has been around for a while, but what I think they're doing is kind of offering it up to more organizations and nonprofits. I think it's a great program, and I hope more people learn about it and they can kind of show off their pride in organizations like us that they volunteer with or donate to.
The DOT lists nearly 40 different decal options from school booster clubs and veterans groups to the Boy Scouts and beekeeping. Iowa manufacturers getting statewide recognition as voting opens for the 2026 Coolest Thing Made in Iowa contest. The competition organized by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry highlights the state's manufacturing center, contributing more than $44 billion annually to the economy and employing over 215,000 people. Locally, several products are in the running, including Sturzing's potato chips in Burlington, the Tone Pod electric guitar from Keokuk, and Western Smokehouse meat sticks from Burlington. Public voting now underway, running through April 15th. You can vote at CoolestThingIA.com. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Rob Sussman.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Despite the ceasefire with Iran, War Secretary Pete Hegseth says American troops are not leaving the region.
We'll be hanging around. We're not going anywhere. We're going to make sure Iran complies with this ceasefire.
What about the vital Strait of Hormuz?
As far as the Strait, you saw the initial agreement that was struck, which is Iran's letting ships go through. So they'll be that will be happening. They will be sailing.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House has more of the Truth Social post from President Trump.
He says there will be no enrichment of uranium, and the United States will, working with Iran, dig up and remove all of the deeply buried nuclear dust. It is now and has been under very exacting satellite surveillance Space Force.
Stocks surging on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
A mostly sunny, breezy day today. A high up to 73 degrees this afternoon. A south wind at 15 to 20, gusting to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, turning mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, 60% likely. A low down to 52. South winds 5 to 15, gusting to 25. Mostly sunny Thursday, a 40% chance of showers after 1 p.m., a high to 69. Southwest winds around 5 will become northwest. And right now, we continue. Sunny skies, we're at 51 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger. CNBC, a strong relief rally on Wall Street this morning on the U.S. ceasefire with Iran. The Dow popping more than 1,000 points out of the open. Oil prices have been plunging back down below $95 a barrel for U.S. crude. Iran has agreed to safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz during the ceasefire. CNBC data show this morning nothing's moving yet. There's concern Iran will try to charge a toll to ships before they pass. Prices at the pump went up again overnight in the U.S. There will be a lag till they come down with oil prices falling. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is now $4.16. About half of all U.S. states now have $4 gas. Delta shares are soaring, boosted by steep declines in oil prices and better-than-expected quarterly results out today. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon,
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Progressive's accident response can detect and send help when you need it most, after a major car accident. But other accidents, you're on your own. Like when you accidentally call your wife, Mom. When you accidentally say, Happy Holidays on someone's birthday. When you accidentally wave at someone you thought was waving at you. We can't help with those accidents, but Progressive's accident response provides peace of mind after major car accidents. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Limited availability in California. Driver is responsible for emergency and towing charges not covered by the policy.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-507-4900. That's 800-507-4900.
Millions of Americans are living with hepatitis C, and many don't even know it. This liver infection can be silent for years, and if left untreated, can cause scarring, liver disease, and even cancer. The good news? Hepatitis C is easily detected with a simple blood test and is curable with medication. It's that easy, and your health is at stake. That's why Great River Health encourages all adults 18 and older to get screened at least once. Ask your primary care provider about getting screened for hepatitis C and find out if there are any other preventative screenings that you should consider. Don't have a primary care provider? We can help you find one that is a true partner in your health journey. Find the list of compassionate, caring, and high-quality healthcare providers currently accepting new patients and more information on preventative screenings at greatriverhealth.org. Great River Health, right place, right care, right here.
Spring is the perfect time for a fresh start. At Ridgeview Assisted Living and Oakview Nursing and Rehabilitation, we're welcoming this season with smiles, sunshine, and compassionate care you can trust. Whether your loved one needs assisted living or skilled nursing, our team is here every step of the way. This spring, give your family peace of mind and your loved one a place to feel at home. You can find us online at theviewsofburlington.com, or you can call me, Autumn Shacklett, to learn more and to schedule a tour.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Our way through another city council session on our, well, it's not a session, city council talk show. We've got Annie Wilson and John Billups joining me. We're talking about the things that are going on in the city, and obviously we had Chad and the city manager, I'm blanking on his name, from West Burlington.
Greg Mansager.
Greg Mansager, and getting an award from the City Managers Association, Iowa City Managers Association, for their cooperation. And it seems the fact that what they're doing and what that situation points out to me is that, you know, this is the way that things should always be in any place you have multiple cities and are sharing roads, sharing streets or whatever. And frankly, it pays off. It's going to pay off in the fire station. It's going to pay off. Remember when You can remember this. When remember when West Burlington refused to have Burlington Water?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I've often wondered that, you know, being here since 76 as a young kid, you know, I often wondered why we had that split. And to be blunt, when I got elected, it was one of my focuses. But we had to wait. We had the two like-minded city managers, and we have two willing councils.
Yeah.
And that's what's making the difference. I mean, you know, just on the two things we did right away, the fuel farm is not only saved the city of West Burlington, it's saving the county. They're
right.
Participating. We're going to offer it to the school system. And every time that we increase our volume, our acquisition price for the citizens of Burlington comes down. And so it does save money. And then the same thing is true with the vehicle maintenance.
Yeah.
Ron Phillips and his crew out there were... One, we're keeping them busy, but we're lowering our price by volume on parts, and it gives us the ability to allow full-time jobs, and we pay a little bit more for more qualified people, I was in the automotive. When you're a qualified trained technician, I'm sorry, you're just faster.
Yeah.
And, you know, with experience and with training, and so we've been able to do that. And we just had a meeting the other day, we'll have a joint council meeting soon to give an update on some of the things we're working on.
And, again, lots of things and lots of – well, the new fire station will be a great asset. It's going to obviously change and improve response time immensely, rather, in the entire northwest part of the city. I think it changes me from like 7 minutes to 2 minutes. Maybe
you remember what that rating's called, iOS or something like that. Theoretically, the citizens of Burlington, once that station's open, we've been told, and you do have to ask your insurance company,
yeah.
But in like your case where you go from 7 minutes to two, Steve, you should be able to go to your insurance company and say, I need a lower property value rate, or as far as my
right.
insurance rate, because this is improved. Now, it's not going to happen automatic because you're dealing with insurance companies, but it does give our citizens, not only is it going to be a lot safer, it does give our citizens the option to say, what can I do to lower my property values and as far as my costs for my insurance? And so that should really be great. I am thrilled. We are very pleased with the progress that Carl A's made. I take a lot of pride in the fact that Carl A is doing that. I lost that vote in committee. But then to get my way in the end, I'm really thrilled that a local outfit is heading that up, and we're going to see good results.
Well, it's going to have, not only will it have much more improved, but it will have a that fire station will be one of the first to have a decontamination room to basically, because when you go, you're going to collect all of the debris, the dust, and the fire soot, everything. It's all basically hazardous chemicals. That you've got on you, and when you're going into a decontamination room, to have that facility, that just simply improves the health and also improves the firefighters' ability to continue on and do what they need to do. That is, I think, a huge thing. The other thing is also going to be a way station for the Burlington Police Department, because they'll be able to use that. Police officers will be able to stop in there as a break, basically not to have to go all the way downtown. Mm-hmm. So I think all of these things are good things. All of those things help and improve. They improve the overall safety of our community. I think the fact that we've got John, about the fact is our property tax levy, the city part of the property tax levy, I think you said it was not that many years ago. We were up in the top two or three. Now we're in the very bottom of those two or three of cities of relative mm-hmm. size. Mm-hmm. That's pretty significant.
The one metric that we haven't focused on so much, which was telling, is of the 20 cities our size, 20 to 30,000, we have the third lowest tax per capita in the state.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's focused on property tax, and I get it. No one loves paying property tax. I don't. Do you, Annie?
No.
Okay,
no.
And we pay them, right?
We
pay the expenses like everybody else.
And I pay them on time, too.
Yeah. It's the third lowest tax per capita in the state.
Wow.
For communities our size. So, and along with that is, you know, Annie's council before I got on, and my councils, that, and since now that Annie's joined us, we've been able to get a lot of work done, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're getting caught up on our infrastructure. We're getting caught up on some of the needs. And pretty soon, once Sunnyside is done, we're going to go in neighborhoods and really be able to do some good work with curb and gutter and with asphalt rather than seal coat. And when we start doing that, you know, when you're spending $3 million or $4 million or even $2 million a year in a neighborhood, you can get a lot of work done. And so we'll really be able to dramatically improve our community.
Well, I just went to, I was driving by yesterday, and I realized that they have the Burlington Community Schools, they are building a performing arts mm-hmm. center. And I said, they have a name of it now on outside Aldo Leopold, and it says, it's the Greyhound Performing Arts Center. Well, the Greyhound Performing Arts Center will seat 725 people in acoustically perfect conditions, and you're going to, it's the ideal size for major entertainment groups that want to perform in a city because they can sell out.
And they're going to make it available.
You'll be actually getting that money will be going to the schools that will actually be coming back. It'll lower their cost of doing business, and that will make a difference too. But I think the fact is we have seen so many. The Jefferson Street has changed remarkably in the last three years. Look at all of the new things that have happened there. But the fact is, the wider sidewalks have changed the way people are living and working and enjoying the downtown. The lighting is much better, too. The lighting has changed dramatically as well. All of those things have improved the overall quality of life that we have here. And I think those things, you can't really put a price on them because quality of life is really, that's what it's all about. It really is.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Well, the 600 block, the 700 block, you know, how many years were those blocks either vacant or half vacant? Even the 500 block is filling up. You know, it used to be the downtown ended, is the 200-400 block, then it ended.
Right,
and now especially with the upper story development, it's a full downtown. Our side streets are opening up. There's new businesses down there. So you know that work was started again by Annie's council, and then she left us for a bit and came back.
Yeah,
and so it's really been good. It's good work. It's good work by previous administration, previous councils, and our current
group. Most people that come and visit can't believe that the amenities we have in this city, they are the amenities you would have in a city of 100,000 or more. And frankly, that's we are growing. We don't know how much, but you know, with all of the project, John mentioned the fact is that IAAP or whatever, AAAP, I guess, when they've got a contract there, stage one of a four-stage series, stage one is $700 million.
It's wild.
And,
it is wild. I mean, it's really good. And for all our triumphs, it is heartbreaking. In fact, Annie and I were talking about it before we got on the air, Case. It's a punch in the gut, that one, because they've been here forever, and I, you know, I feel a lot of people worked hard to try to keep that plant here, and it was that decision was really taken out of our local hands, and my heart goes out to folks right now because they are being let go as we speak in different shifts, and hopefully we do have some other opportunities at other industries that they can find jobs at least, if not here within the county, Affecting a lot of people.
And that facility is going to be absolutely excellent for a lot of different machinery or other types companies and businesses. So
at this point, they're not going to make it available for sale.
Is that right? At that point? Yeah. Well, the fact is there are other opportunities that are going to be coming up. That's the basic line, whether it's that necessarily, maybe not that building, but there's going to be other opportunities that are going to be coming up.
Yeah, other industries growing. So.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
So here it is.
Geno Smith back with the Jets, just like he was 13 years ago. We're assuming that he's passed his physical. You never know with these Raiders. They're a real tricky bunch. But he has arrived to the Jets. Your guy, Geno Smith.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe. Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Technology has taken over the average American home, especially with mobile devices, TVs, computers, and gaming stations. Our children are growing up in this ever-connected world, and our lifestyles are increasingly reliant on energy consumption. Access Energy Cooperative wants to help you teach children how to use energy wisely. The first step is to help them understand why this is important. Help them understand that money saved on the family energy bill is money you could spend on a new game, and it helps the environment. Children learn by observation. If they see you turning off lights when you leave the room, they're more apt to pick up the same habit. And our young adults can benefit from learning how to program your thermostat for efficient use of your heating and cooling system. Taking them shopping for LED lights can be fun with all the new options available. If you need to replace appliances, explain the importance of looking for Energy Star models. Visit AccessEnergyCoop.com for games and energy saving ideas in our kids section. Simple habits they learn today will last our kids a lifetime of energy savings. Access Energy Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hear that? We just cracked open the window to spring. And if cracking your own home's windows isn't as easy, it may be time for a trip to Standard Beaverdale. Standard carries replacement windows in a variety of styles and sizes. Not only can quality new windows cut down on your frustration, they can cut down the cost of your energy bills too. What else is lingering outside your home that needs attention? Sagging front porch? Warped or stained siding? Missing shingles on the roof? Take one of these warmer days and take a walk around your home. Then take a trip to Standard of Beaverdale. They have all the materials for all of these projects that protect one of your largest investments, your home. They can even connect you with a reliable contractor to help you get the job done. Standard of Beaverdale's expert staff will have you in and out in no time and back to enjoying the spring weather. Speaking of in and out, check out new keyless entry systems for your home when you visit Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa, open 6 days a week.
Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBR 956. John Billups, Andy Wilson joining me, members of the Burlington City Council, the mayor pro tem. We've been talking about the fact that we've got a laundry list of things that are all operating right now. Washington Street, you're going to be, and I did talk to Chad Bird about the fact last week about the fact Washington Street, the Washington Street construction will come to basically an interim so that when the Snake Alley Criterium is there, it won't be causing any issues there.
Yeah, they're going to work on 8th Street, isn't that what Nick said? Yeah.
I'm glad that they coordinated that because that would have been. A real disaster.
Well, making sure that everything can happen. If the fact that we have, look at the number of things we have in the community named after Snake Alley, whether Snake Alley Festival of Film, the Snake Alley Art Fair,
Snake Alley Jazz Fest.
Snake Alley Criterium, obviously.
Knock on wood, weather permitting, I think 3rd Street, the 3rd in Washington will open this week. Let's hope. I don't want to jinx it.
It would be
really nice to have that open because we got caught by weather last year, and so it'd been closed all year. And man, that and 5th working at the same time, so they're gonna leave 4th and do that one last. Next will be 8th, and 7th and 8th. They'll probably do both those at the same time. And so we get that done. And once those intersections are done and the curb and, you know, the handicap access is resolved there for those areas, it doesn't take them long to put in the black, the asphalt overlay. So
things have, well, it's no doubt about it. The downtown, we have, our downtown area is really in a very special, it's in a special condition, special place. And as I said, we move into the warm weather season, splash pads, all of the things that are down there. We've got Burlington River Days coming back again. That is going to be expanding a little bit as well. So, I mean, all of these things that we've got that we thought
this
were...
This year, they're giving away a pontoon, too, for the raffle. It's a nice boat. You should buy a ticket
I
right away.
I might have to,
it's a... I know where they got it, Black Harbor Marina, and they, it's a really nice pontoon. So.
You happen to know the marina, eh?
Yeah, I happen to know that. So, you know, that outfit is doing a great day or a great job taking over that kind of mantle that's been missing.
Yeah.
Steamboat Days, working with BRE, and they, last year, they just rebirthed that event or birthed it, and it's a renewal, I guess.
Thank
is
you.
What
I
think
that
Annie. It's a renewal of that outdoor entertainment versus the summer series.
And we are out of time, but we want to thank, thank both of you. Annie and John, thanks so much for being with me.
The tradition of news, sports, and public affairs.